Hey friends, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today's episode is titled, Are We There Yet? Because as a kid, when we would go on road trips, the infamous question always came, are we there yet? And then when I became an adult and I would do road trips with my own kids, I would always get the question, are we there yet? And I remember my stepdad telling me when I was a kid, just lay back and ride. You know, or just sit back and ride, look out the window. It was always something to the, alluding to, if you just relax and enjoy the ride, eventually we'll get there. But when you're watching the clock and when you're annoying me by asking me questions, it's not going to make us get there no faster, right? I think as my kids, you know, were growing and I was the adult that was getting asked the questions, I would often respond in the same sentiment, like, no, we're not there yet. We've got this much time to go, but just, you know, relax or take a nap or, you know, whatever I had for them to do in the car on the trip. And I think that those things kind of apply to our adult life. And although we may not be on a road trip, we are still journeying. We're still, you know, going from one place to the next and going from the place that God has us now, doing whatever we are doing now, to whatever level we are, you know, aspiring to get to. And often you want to ask God, like, God, are we there yet? Like, have I been in this space long enough? Have I been doing this thing long enough? Like, when will it be my time, right? And it may be your time as far as, you know, a relationship or marriage or giving birth to children or a job or a business. There's so many different things, right? It could be dealing with a health issue and you're asking God, haven't I suffered long enough? And you're trusting him for healing. I just feel like there's something about the space in between and the ability to just ride, to just look out the window and take in the journey, to not focus on how long it's going to take for it to happen, but just to trust that you'll eventually arrive. Just like a road trip, you know, you don't want to watch the clock and count the miles. You just want to enjoy the journey. You want to take in the scene as it changes. You want to, you know, watch the sun as it sets or rises. You want to pay attention, you know, to the different things that you see along the way. And I think that in life, we have so many beautiful things that happen along the journey that we miss out on because we are so focused on getting there, you know, and wondering how much longer it's going to be before we're there yet. So I just wanted to encourage you on today's episode of Jesus and Coffee to try to take in the moments. When we go on vacation, my husband always says, make sure you're staying in the moment. You know, we encourage one another to stay off our phones, to turn our phones off, to, you know, if we're going to post, we normally just post subtle, you know, scenes from our trips. But if we're going to post, to post afterward so that we can stay in whatever we're in. If we're on the beach, to actually be on the beach, not just physically, but mentally to be there too. And the moments in the trip last longer when you actually embrace them. When you think about the smells and the sounds and the feels and everything that's going on around you, it just makes those moments so more meaningful. And I feel like a lot of us are always raising the bar on our goals. So if we started at this, you know, lower level and we're now at the middle level, we used to one day pray for this middle level. That middle level used to be something that we thought was so far off. And then we arrived there and now we look at this level like it's a floor. And now we're so busy focused on the next level that we're not even taking a moment to really embrace how much it took just to get here, to really thank God for bringing us through everything we got through to get here, that we're not looking at this mountain like a mountain anymore. It's almost like we're taking for granted how far we have come and just how much work we have put in, how many things God has brought us through. And the thing that, you know, we've conquered at this level, the miracle, the thing we used to call a miracle, the thing we needed God for, the thing we knew we couldn't do on our own, and we were asking God for a breakthrough to make happen, now we take for granted because we've gotten so used to it. We've gotten so accustomed to being in this space that now it's just one of those things, right? I want you to really take some time and think about just how much you have done, how far you have come, how many layers of yourself and life you have conquered, and all of the blessings that God has bestowed unto you. And even though you have raised the bar, I want you to take some time to celebrate exactly where you are and all of the great things that you've already done. Really take in your moments. And it's okay to always aspire to do more, right? And to be better and to grow more and to, you know, to get to these new levels. That's okay. But don't sacrifice celebrating how far you've already come, the things you've already conquered, the levels you've already, you know, gotten through. And the fact that where you are right now was once a prayer, was once a dream, was once a goal that you thought was out of reach, and you've done it. You and God together have created this beautiful partnership, and it's gotten you here. And you'll get to wherever you want to go next. But let's be okay taking in the moment that is here, really embracing the blessing that is now, and thanking God for where we're currently at. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this moment. I want to thank you for allowing us to gather, Lord, for this episode of Are We There Yet? Lord, allow us to not grow weary in well-doing or in, you know, checking the boxes and doing what you've called us to do in this space. Lord, allow us to see it as a privilege. Lord, allow us to see what an honor it is to be in these spaces because, Lord, we're walking in answered prayers. The littlest things are things we used to pray for. The smallest blessings are things other people are still trusting you to provide. So, Lord, do not allow us to grow numb in these spaces. Allow us to see them for what they are, the blessings, the miracles. Lord, that the journey is such a beautiful journey, Lord, and allow us to not be so caught up in looking ahead that we overlook the beauty that is right now. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you will continue to do. We thank you for what is to come, but Lord, we bless your holy name for what is right now. And we just thank you that you've given us the strength and endurance to make it this far. Lord, if you never do anything else, you've done absolutely enough. But we do trust that the best parts of our lives are yet to come. We just ask that you would help us to stay present. Help us to be respectful of the journey, Lord, and to not take you or this journey for granted. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing remainder of your day, friend. Share this with a friend that you believe needs to be reminded of just how far they've come. Later.